This is God. Good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms. And let's read Psalm 101. Book of Psalms. And you will read Psalm 101. A psalm of David. I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A forward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart will I not suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, and they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall save me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord. That's the commitment of David, that he will continue search and live and walk with faithful people, evildoers, liars, deceitful workers of iniquities, he will put away from him. Let's come to God and make our commitment. Our God is a God of mercy and judgment. He died for our sins, but he wants us to live a holy life. And he wants us to keep company and fellowship and doing service and ministry with faithful people, not evildoers. Thank you, Lord, for your word to us this morning. Thank you for your work on the cross, your death. Lord Jesus Christ, you shed your blood for our sins and the sins of all the world, that you would give us salvation through the forgiveness of our sins by your blood, the precious price that you paid for us. We pray in the name of Jesus that we commit ourselves to live a holy living, to repent of things unpleasant to you. And we commit ourselves to serve you and to live and to dwell with people who are faithful to you. O God, I pray, give us no tolerance and acceptance for evil doing and sins. Help us to abhor them and raise that commitment that David made with you, O God. Lord, we pray, sanctify your church, sanctify our homes and families and all our fellowships, our congregations, by your blood, by the Holy Spirit, by your word, and raise up people, O God, who will stand with you to do the work of yours. Let's come to God and confessing to him our sins and our trespasses and shortcomings. Repentance is at your hand. A privilege to come back to God, renouncing all your sins and your own wrongdoing. Teach us your ways, O God. Let us give thanks to God for all the good things that He gives us, small and big, that we have is from Him, not from our own strength or from our own wisdom, but from God. Even the breath of life that we carry. Hear our prayer, Lord. Thank you for everything you give us. The good health, the job, the shelter, the food, the dress, the church, the ministry, your word, your presence, the Holy Spirit, the gift of prayers. Thank you, God. You are being with us in our troubles. You are delivering us, providing our needs, solving our problems, rebuking us, disciplining us. We thank you for all these good things, oh God. Let's come to God and ask Him our needs, not our wants. Don't be anxious about anything, but in prayers and petition and thanksgiving, present your request to God. Yes, Lord, we hear us, O God, as we present our requests and our needs to you. Hear us, hear us, hear us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. We trust you, God, that you will give us what is good, not the thing that we are focusing, but the thing that we are not aware and is the best for us. Thank you, Lord. Answer our prayers according to your glorious riches and according to your will in Christ Jesus, not our will. Cleanse us from all wants and wrong desires and worldliness and idol worship. I rebuke in the name of Jesus that people fear you and repent of their sins in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for our families. Pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Lord, I pray for each and every family to be in order, the husband to be obedient to you, leading his family according to your will. I pray for the wives to be submissive to their husbands as they are doing your work and your will, O God. I pray both parents will work to give instruction to their children from your word and according to your will. We pray for the children to be respectful to their parents and honoring them and honoring the words of God that they are hearing from them. I pray for blessing upon each and every family. Provision from you, protection, use each and every family as a light to shine to the people around them in the name of Jesus. We pray for whatever needed education, needed food, needed shelter, needed documentations, you provide for each and every family. Oh God, so they will continue to serve you and do the work of yours. Yes, oh God. Let's pray now for your job, the places that we are working, the places that we are receiving our income, our food from God. Let's pray. Let's pray that these places will prosper and that we will also do our part to serve God and work well and be honest and be faithful to God and to man. Let's also pray that as God give us, we not fail to give to God our tithes, our first fruit, and our offerings. Thank you, God, for the places that you assign us. Protect these places. Bless our bosses and the business that we are working under, O God. Bless that business and prosper it, O God, so we too also will prosper. We commit ourselves to bring to you what is due for you, O God. As you give us, we know, Lord, that we have to give it back to you, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Teach each and every one of us what to do for you and to give you. You love a cheerful giver. Teach each and every one of us to give you cheerfully our life, our hearts. The material things that you give us all belong to you, O God. Let's pray to the places that we came from, the countries, the nations, the villages, the cities, our neighborhood, our friends, our relatives, the people who speak the same language of us. Let's pray for them to be safe. Let's pray that God will send His word, that let's pray there will be peace in these places. Let's pray also that the Lord will use us to spread His word. Yes, Lord. Here, O my Lord, send me. Use me, O God. Use my brothers, my sisters. Let your word reach these places, reach the people that we are praying, our relatives, our neighborhood, our friends. Change them, O God, and use us. Use me, Lord, to spread your word to these places in the name of Jesus. Use my tongue and the language I know that you taught me to give your word to them. Here, O my Lord, let's pray now for the church, that, to the place that God had placed His church here in UAE, and the extension of the church to Oman, to Kuwait, to Iraq, to India, to Sri Lanka, to Philippines, to Australia, to America, to Malawi, and also Sierra Leone. Let's pray that God will give us favor in all these places, from the government, from those in authorities, and let's pray for the prosperity. We pray, give us favor, O God, from all these offices of the government. Give them salvation, give them wisdom, that no rule will come out against your will and against your grace. We rebuke it all in the name of Jesus. We stand firm on your word and your promises. We continue to pray for their salvation, O God. We pray for the prosperity of the places that you send us, that you place us, so we do prosper. We come against all corruption, injustice, and abuse, oppression, extortion, spirit that may operate on us or against your church. We come against all this evil spirit and inclination and thoughts. We take them captive and we rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Hear our prayer. Hear our cry, O God. We pray for favor. We pray you establish us. We pray that all our needs you send by your grace, and nothing will hinder from reaching us. Thank you, God. You say and you promise, I will build upon my church and the gates of Hades will not prevail. We trust you, God. Nothing will prevail against the church of God. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray now. Pray for the church to grow. Pray for yourself. Tell him, Lord, fill me. Fill me, Lord. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. I pray, O God. Fill us with the Holy Ghost and give us the spiritual gifts that we need to evangelize, O God. Spread your word. Give us message of wisdom, message of knowledge. Give us faith. Give us gift of miracles, gift of teaching, pastoring, prophesying, healing. Lord, we pray that we will operate by the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we pray also, Lord, that our character and attitude to be like you, to cultivate the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love and joy and peace, gentleness and kindness, self-control, long-suffering, perseverance, patience, faith, faithfulness, humility. Lord, we pray you raise up workers according to your wills. Our characters will impart grace to others, people who are around us. And I pray also, Lord, use our lives. Use the life of your church people and the congregation, the workers, the elders, the pastors, the head of families to evangelize, to reach the lost, to bring souls into you. I pray for more people to come to faith through our lives, oh God, through the work of your Holy Spirit in us, in the name of Jesus. Even we pray today for our worship. I know this recording, oh God, I know the songs, I know the instruments, our voices, I know the prayers, I know it, oh God, the message, the giving, all the item of our service. Lord, hear our prayers. We bless you, Lord, as we come to celebrate your victory on the cross, as we enjoying the Holy Spirit. Help us to give you the praise that is due to you and draw us near to you, O God. Even, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that as we hear your word, you change us, that we will be willing to go along your ways. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand and worship the Lord and give him the praise that is due for him. We have hope because he lives. We trust tomorrow because he is there with us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Because he lives.
God. Our hope is in you. We trust you, O God, because you live. We continue to stand firm against all the vices of the enemy, against all the wickedness. We trust you, Lord. We bless your holy name. You are a great God. There is no one like you, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lamb of God. You died for us to give us eternal life. Here we are. We offer our lives to you. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. Continue to draw us near to you, to face you, face to face in the most holy place. Do miracles and wonders. Change my brothers and my sisters, those who have not yet committed their life fully to you. Reveal yourself to them and change them. Change their life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
And to become the devil.
our consciousness with your blood, so that we will continue to serve you wholeheartedly, O God. Free us from the guilt and the accusation of the devil. I rebuke in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray for all those who are committed and living righteous life before you. O God, uphold them with your grace to continue to serve you, to continue to do the work of yours. Thank you, God. We need you, Lord. We only need you in our life, O God, for we cannot live without you, without your presence, without the Holy Spirit, without your rebuke, without your correction, without your word. We cannot live, O God. Come and visit us and visit each and every family, each and every worker, each and every Mission congregation of your church. In the name of Jesus. of God that say, if my people humble themselves and come and pray, seek my face, confess their sin, I will hear from heaven and heal their land. Our life, our mysteries, and all the work of our hands will be healed if we come to God in repentance, renouncing wrongdoing. Christ has done the work on the cross. The way is open to reach God. But healing and forgiveness of sins will come when the people of God repent and renounce all their sins and be willing to stand with God and do His word and do His will as He ordained.
Yeah. Hear us, Holy Spirit. Come and touch your church. Change the people's lives. Protect the righteous. Let your voice and word preach clearly, O God. We thank you, Lord. Cheating, extortion, abuse, injustice, oppression. O Lord, that you will answer our prayer. And we trust, O God, that you also will speak to your church. You will send your word to people, to us, to direct us of the very things that you want us to do. And all the rest of our worship, even as we sit in your presence, speak, O God. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us collect now our tithes and our offerings and our first fruits to God. Let's give to Him what's due for Him. Our God is a gracious God, and He deserves the best of our lives, our hearts, and even our material things and finances. And I want to assure you, the more you give, the more you receive. The more withhold your hand, the more you suffer. And Lord, I thank you for my brothers and my sisters who humbled themselves and brought their tithes and offering and first fruit to you. Open the windows of heaven and bless them and rebuke the devourer in their life. Let be no place to keep the blessing of yours. And I pray also use this money to bring your word to the lost, and also provide all the needs of God for each and every member, family, workers, even to each and every congregation and to your church in general. Thank you, God. We bless you for your provision. This is all we ask and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, when He died on the cross, He shed His blood. He was looking for a church without a blemish, without wrinkle, and without spot. And when the church become relaxed and start to do evil, start to condone and allow immoralities and wrongdoing, extortion, abuse, injustice to take place in the church, the Lord, what He will do, He will raise up prophets and servants and workers to do terrible things, as we have discussed in the previous message about how the Lord raised up prophets and terrible prophets in the Old Testament who do terrible things to discipline and punish His people, His church. And even in the New Testament, we will go today and see what the Lord, through the Scripture, had done to deal with sin in order to discipline, to punish, and to avenge His servants who suffer, and in order also to give people like Jezebel and Ahab For the church today, the church of God is like the church in Thyatira, that's in the Bible. He will raise up, as he raised up in the scripture, workers of him to do terrible things in the life of his church. And God wants us to serve him, to stand with him. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 23 and 24, when the Lord Jesus say, "And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts. And I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burdens." In the New Testament church, we will go today and see the terrible things that the apostles and God's servants did based on the instruction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Acts, chapter 5, and let's read how Apostle Peter stood with the Lord, stood with the Holy Spirit, and Apostle Peter agreed and declared death, and agree with the work of the Holy Spirit to put to death Ananias and Sapphira. Let's read it. Chapter 5, verse 1 to 11. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price. His wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, "Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, and to keep back part of the price of the land? Why is it remained? Was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God." And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that hear these things. And the young men arose around him up, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, "Tell me whether you sold the land for so much?" And she said, "Yea, for so much." Then Peter said unto her, "How is it that you have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out." Then fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in, and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon many as hear these things. You see here, this is one of the terrible things God did. And Apostle Peter, he agreed with it. He said, even to Sapphira, the men, the feet of the men that bury your husband, they will carry you also, and they will bury you. He did not say, why God is doing like this? He did not stand with evil doing. He stood with God to bring the fear of God on those who are disobedient and to encourage those who are obedient. How the church of Thyatira develop? When we compromise, and we don't stand with God, we allow sinners and evildoers to go on and live in the church and do havoc. Also, Peter rebuked Simon the sorcerer in Acts chapter 8. When the Lord said to his servants in the church in Thyatira, "I will not put on you other burden, Our burden is to stay and combat the evildoers. Combat sin, not to be afraid to declare the judgment of God and the curses of God. We need to do that. So people get delivered and healed from the addicted sin that they are living with. Acts chapter 8, Apostle Peter said to Simon the sorcerer, when Simon the sorcerer offered Peter money to buy the gift of the Holy Ghost. Let's read verse 20 to 23. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God, and perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Here, Apostle Peter restrained and stopped that person from his wrongdoing. There are people will come and want to do service and ministry, but they have wrong agenda and wrong things. We need not to agree with them, and we need to discern. Certain time we can easily discover, but certain time we will not able to discern. And Jesus say that you will know them by their fruit. The point here, when we discover them, we need to do the right things that we need to do. Not to compromise, not to be afraid, not to be intimidated from them, but face them and rebuke them and make end of that trespasses that they have done against God and against the ministry. In Matthew chapter 7, let's read the word of Jesus. How he said that you will know them by their fruit. And how he emphasized that we need to do his will. Not but the people wishes and like. Matthew 7 verse 17 to verse 23. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bring forth good but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into fire. Wherefore, by their fruit you shall know them. We'll know them by the outcome of their fruit. That's what I say. Certain time we cannot discern, we cannot discover. But we will look to the fruit, then we will know who they are. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Here the Lord make it very clear. Even they do miracles, they prophesy, but as long as they are not doing his will, what he call them? What he call them here? Doers of iniquity. We need to be bold, not to be afraid, not to be ashamed to speak and tell that you are evil doers, because you are not doing what really God wanted to do, the will of God. God wants us to do terrible things.
God wants us to stand with Him, so the church will be cleansed. The churches will be cleansed. God is willing. It depends on me and you if we are willing to stand with the Lord. In Acts chapter 9, the Lord blind Saul. He did terrible things, caused him blindness. Why he caused him blindness? Because Saul was moving like the workers of Jezebel and Ahab, dragging the saints and believers and putting them in jail. While he's in the way to Damascus, he appeared to him and his eyes were blinded. And let's read 9, Acts chapter 9, verse 1 to 20. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciple of the Lord, went unto the high priest. Why do we need to stand with the Lord and do terrible things? Even things that is harm people's bodies? First, as we mentioned, God's punishment and vengeance. Second, for protection for us, ourselves, and those who are remnant. As we discussed, Elijah did terrible things. He anointed an unbeliever king to kill his own people because they were persecuting the true prophets, the true servants of God. And third, what is the reason that we need to stand with God and do terrible things? To give chance to evildoers to repent when they are punished by God and to come back to the right way, as we will find here in Saul. He started to serve God after Jesus blinded his eyes. And desire him letter to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if found any of the way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shone round about him a light from heaven. When God do discipline, agree with God. Don't resent. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, who thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told you what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. He was blinded by Jesus. Amen? Jesus blinded him. Very clear, not devil. Why blinded him? Because to stop him from killing the people of God. And there was verse 9, and he was 3 days without sight, and neither did he eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayed, and has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priest to bring all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is chosen vessels unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel.
For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way, and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord even Jesus, that appear unto thee in the ways, in the way as thou comest, has sent me, that thou mayest receive thy sight, and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes, as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. As straightway he preached Christ in the synagogue, that he is the Son of God. You see here how the drastic thing, the terrible thing that Jesus did to that man, turned to be, after that, to be his servant. And in Acts chapter 13, let us see another terrible thing. Apostle Paul, who was Saul, what he did. Apostle Paul, when he was opposed by a false prophet, his name Bar-Jesus, when he was trying to evangelize to the deputy of the country, and that false prophet tried to persuade him not to believe, Saul announced blindness to that false prophet. And true, for a time that Bar-Jesus was blinded, when Apostle Paul announced blindness unto him. Acts chapter 13, verse 6 to 12. And when they had gone through the islands unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul, and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so it is his name, by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O, full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind. That's what he pronounced for him. He pronounced on him a curse. Thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Now here we understand why the apostle, the servant of God, pronounced curse on that man, because he was hindering somebody to come to faith. Have you got the point here? Those evildoers that coming across our ministry and try to stop people to come to the right faith, we need to announce to them clearly the curse of God. You know, sometimes you have to be very cruel to be merciful. We need to be very cruel to be merciful. Blindness that had caused him was good for the salvation of other person. What are the terrible things that we can see in the New Testament that Jesus allowed and the apostle of Christ did in obedience to Christ? In 1 Corinthians chapter 5. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, Apostle Paul told the church to to hand over certain evildoers and certain people who are reluctant to repent, to hand them over to Satan, so that their flesh, their body will be destroyed, so that their soul will be saved. He not only, he taught them to hand them over to Satan, but to expel them from God's church. Certain people, they should not be in God's church. Because when they will stay, that sin that they are living will be perpetuated. I will read from verse 4 to 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 4 to 13. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when ye are gathered together, and my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such an one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh. He told them, hand over this such person to Satan so his flesh will be destroyed. That is Apostle Paul, not me. And this is in the Bible. That the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened, for even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Christ died on the cross, so the church, his church, will be holy. Not Jezebel and Ahab and immorality and extortion and wrongdoing and fornication inside the body of Christ. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators. Yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous or extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must we need out of the world. He told them, I'm not speaking about the worldly people, but I'm speaking for the church people. But now I have written unto you not to keep company. If any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such as one and one, know not to eat. He gives them the categories that they should not be in the church. Idol worshippers, drunkards, railer, it means those who are slanderer, and those who make, those who are swindler, cheater, and also fornicators, covetous, those after worldly things, drunkards and extortioners. With such and one, know not to eat. Even fellowship and eating, don't. For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within, but them that are without God judges. Therefore put away from among yourselves that wicked person. He instructs them to expel such kind of people from among them. Why? So that the church will not be like the church in Thyatira. After a period of time, the evil doing will be prevail inside God's church. Apostle Paul, he also instruct the church to hand over to Satan those who teach false teaching and false doctrines. We can read about that in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 18 to 20. These are the terrible things that God wants us to do, because he said, I will put her children to death. And we need to agree with him. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18 to 20. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. He hand over these two persons to Satan, so they will not blaspheme. They were false teachers, and we will read about them more about that in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 16 to 18. Say, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the faith have heard, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Paul hand them over to Satan, these false teachers, so that their flesh will be destroyed, so that their souls will be saved. Not only that, why the reason he hand them over to Satan? Because they put in error other people, they mislead other people. And that's why he hand them over to Satan in the same way. Those who mislead others with the wrongdoing, with the false teaching, with the non-correct doctrine, we need to hand over them to Satan so that they will be saved themselves, and also those who are influenced and confused by them, they will be set free. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 4. What are the other terrible things that we can read in the scriptures? No, these things are absent from our midst this time. You know, the churches now, these things they will not touch. Because the church of Thyatira, keeping Jezebel and Ahab, corruption, immoralities, parties, worldliness, injustice, using the church for living, all these things. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18 to 21. Let's read what Apostle Paul told them that he will do. Now some are buffed up as though I would not come to you. But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will and will know, not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. What will ye? Shall I come unto you with a chocolate? With a rod? That's what he say. Or in love and in the spirit of meekness? That's what he say. He say, I will come with a rod. If you want me to come with a rod, I will come. We need to do really the very thing that God wants us to do. Do you think the church was happy when Paul would tell them, I will come with the Lord? Do you think that the church in Thyatira was happy when John wrote to them, Jesus said, I will kill your children with death? We need to declare the curses of God that will come on them if they will not repent. That's sure. The sinners, if they will not repent, those who call themselves brothers and they are not standing with God, the curse of God will come on them. We need to declare it, these terrible things of God that He would do. And we need to agree with Him. In my ministerial life, I have done much of this. I hand over to certain people, I expel, I beat, I use rod. I stood with God with all the calamities that He sent, including COVID-19. I stand with Him.
Continue, Lord. Do your will. Discipline your church. Discipline your people. I learn to stand with God, even no one with me, because I know He will sustain me. I learn to stand with the Word of God, because I know it will stand forever. I learn not to stand with people, even many people with me, if the Word of God is broken. I know it will be of no use. When He said, the Lord Jesus, to the church in Thyatira, when He told them, chapter 2 and verse 24, the last statement, I will put upon you none other burden. What was their burden? To do all these things, terrible things. We cannot choose our ministry. Lord, I don't like to do these things. Can you give me softer ministry? There is Thyatira. You stand with Jezebel. If you will not stand with God, you are standing with Jezebel. And you will receive all what Jezebel will receive. It's a warning message. I'm declaring to you. Curses are there for you if you compromise. And deliverance, protection, provision, salvation for you when you know how to behave, do God's will, and stand with Him. This all stand. The churches nowadays lacks, not willing to discipline, had compromised much, and had allowed people to go warring in error after all idols. That had caused discouragement. Had caused discouragement to the faithful, to the remnant. But that is not the reason for us to get discouraged. Not the reason for us to get discouraged. We need to continue to stand with God. God wants us to be faithful to Him so that He will heal the churches. He will heal the people, His people. He will bring sinners back to Him. He will do miracles and wonders. Yes, O God, I am willing. I am willing to do the very terrible things that You want me to do. I know, Lord, You are with me. You will protect me. And You will bring the fruit in my mission and my service unto You. Let's come to God in repentance. And tell Him, Lord, I'm willing to carry the burden that You laid on me. Hear my prayer, O God. Hear our prayer. We humble ourselves before You.
align with you, not with people. We agree, O God, of all your discipline, we'll abide. Lead us to areas that we are not aware of. Direct us. Take your word and spread it. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us. Keep us from harm so that you will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.